This is way deeper than cognitive dissonance. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women, helping you drop the wine and pick up the life that you've been wanting to have for a very long time. The wait is over, my dear, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're new in Snippet Land, welcome. You found your new home, especially if you're a high-performing woman who's struggling secretly with alcohol. Today, I'm going to talk about what I call the integrity gap. We've talked a lot in the past on the show about cognitive dissonance, or meaning simply that we have one set of beliefs, internal beliefs, values, and our external actions don't match them. This is a very uncomfortable way to live, and this is how I lived my life, almost all my life. But the integrity gap is deeper. This is worse. And so this is what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about the difference between cognitive dissonance and the integrity gap and what happens when your values and your drinking don't match. I'm also going to talk about what can happen, how your life ends up absolute misery when you live like this. And I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do about it. So let's get started, gals. Cognitive dissonance, I'm sure you know, is simply the idea of having certain values and not living up to them. And yes, the integrity gap is similar, but I'll tell you how it's different. First, let me share with you how my cognitive dissonance manifested throughout my life. Here's one example. I always valued health. I thought, I want to be healthy. In fact, for the longest time, I wanted to be a jock. You know, I wanted to be athletic. I wanted to be an athlete, like not a professional athlete, but someone who did a sport or really took up some sort of exercise or some really athletic sort of leaning, not just for health, but I wanted to experience that. I valued it a great deal. And instead, I was a smoker who drank vodka and wine and all these other things. Now, I did exercise for most of my life, but it was walking. I've been a walker all my life. I've always had dogs. I walk my dogs to varying degrees. Sometimes that's just a short stroll. Other times I'm on a massive 2-hour hike in the mountains. But that's basically been it for me. I've had a few episodes in my life where I actually went to the gym and did some, you know, workout. But the only thing that's ever lasted for me consistently throughout my life is walking. And that's because I almost always had one dog or sometimes two. And I do not believe in having a dog and not walking them. I call that cruelty to animals, as a matter of fact. So I always had a dog because the dog would come and look at me with his or her eyes and say, excuse me, but are we walking? And I don't feel like it because I'm in the middle of a drink or something. But I go anyway because I know my heart would burst if I didn't. The guilt would kill me. So I used my dogs as high motivating factors. They kept me walking. But that is not the same as exercising, going to the gym, or getting involved in sports. And so I had this. And of course, as I said, on top of it, I was a smoker. I was a smoker for 42 years. I started smoking when I was 12. I didn't quit until I was 54 years old, 2 years after I gave up alcohol. So, I mean, anyway, I hate even mentioning it because it's such a horror show when I think about it. But the point is that that left, of course, an internal conflict that I lived with all of those years. And psychologists call that cognitive dissonance. And that's probably very familiar to you. You're probably thinking, yes, I understand what that feels like because I value success. I value my professionalism. I value accomplishing my goals. You have these high ambitions. You are ambitious. You are successful. And yet you're drinking behind the scenes. That I call the integrity gap, and it's deeper and more painful than just cognitive dissonance. How? Let me explain. You're not just struggling with alcohol. You're living a silent war between who you are and how you're showing up. You are showing up as the person you say you want to be. You're successful. you've got the career, or you're doing your best to get your business going. You're showing up. You are a high achieving woman. You are probably in a position of leadership on some level, and yet you are unable to control your drinking. This gap, I call the integrity gap, and the pain isn't just the drinking, it's this gap between your values and your actions. The reason I believe this is deeper and not quite the same, because you think about it, when I was wanting to be more healthy but smoking, nobody knew. Nobody knew that internally, that secretly I wanted to be more athletic. I didn't go around telling people about it. It was just something inside. I thought, gee, one day before I die, I want to be more athletic. And I never was. But nobody knew, so it was just internal. But when you are showing up on the outside in the world as a leader, as a professional, as a successful woman, and going home every night unable to stop drinking, unable to control your drinking, or even if it's not every night, drinking more than you want to be, that's another level. Because on the outside, people know that you're successful, and they know that you want to be successful, and they know you're going to continue to be successful, and nothing you do surprises them out in the world externally. Meanwhile, you have this secret life at home that isn't even really secret. That's the thing about it. Sure, you might drink, but everybody drinks. So you probably most of the people in your life don't even notice that you drink too much. And in fact, if you were to say to them, I feel like I drink too much, I really probably should quit, which we never say, they would be surprised. This is deeper, more secret, more shame-inducing, more guilt-inducing, and more lonely. Can you see how this is a deeper level? Cognitive dissonance, most of us live with it on some level. But this life we're describing here goes way off the charts. And I've decided to call it the integrity gap. You know what your integrity looks like, and it's there, and the world can see it. But what they can't see is that you're not 100% there because of the secret problem with drinking. What this leads to, my dear, I already mentioned loneliness, and I'm telling you, that's a very lonely way to live. But it makes your successful life more difficult. Because even though you're able to show up in the world, your self-trust is not where it should be. If you can't trust yourself not to drink, there's always a question there. Can I trust myself? Can I trust myself? And in fact, it's the fact that you can't control your drinking. The fact that you can't control your drinking is one of the reasons you keep showing up so intensely in the external world, never giving yourself a break. Nobody needs to be on all the time. But you have this lack of self-trust due to your inability to get alcohol either out of your life or under control. And that will strain relationships and end up with an emotional disconnection. So we end up dealing with chronic guilt and shame on a level that's way off the charts, low self-trust that is going to seep into every area of life, strained relationships or fake relationships or relationships that are surface, not real relationships. An emotional disconnection from others because of this constant internal conflict. And at the end of the day, this is totally exhausting. Hiding and pretending is exhausting. And here's a few misconceptions or mistakes that are keeping you stuck. I've already mentioned this one. One is that no one else sees it. If no one else sees it, it doesn't count. My dear, you see it. Just because no one else sees it, no one else recognizes that you're struggling with alcohol, it counts because you see it and you count, you matter. A second misconception or mistake is the idea that, well, I'm managing, so it's not that bad. I got my life's together. I'm okay. I'm managing. I'm not blowing it yet. I'm not blowing up my life yet, so it's not that bad. Well, trust me, it's going to get worse with every passing year. Another misconception is that the problem is willpower. This has nothing to do with willpower. Alcohol has nothing to do with willpower. If it did, you'd have quit a long time ago. Another thing that we lie about or believe or have misconceptions about is the fact that you'll be aligned when you finally quit drinking. The minute you quit drinking, everything will just fall into place. And that doesn't work. That's why I'm here. That's what I help women do, get into alignment after putting down the alcohol, because it doesn't just happen automatically. I want you to know that the path to peace doesn't start after you quit. It can start right this moment. Why? Because it starts the moment you stop lying to yourself. When you begin to close that integrity gap, you'll stop feeling like a fraud and start liking who you see in the mirror, even if you haven't quit drinking yet. And if you'd like a safe and simple way to start closing that integrity gap today, try out the Sacred Mirror. We've been doing this all of July, and I'm having so much fun connecting with women. It's three simple questions that help you share a bit of your story with me, and I respond by turning on this microphone and sending you back a private personal voice note. Tell me about your integrity gap. I would love to hear it. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.